Proverbs and chapter 3 in the first 10 verses. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. Let us pray.
Thank you, Debbie. And Daniel and Renee, thank you very much for bringing us and leading us into God's blessing into the new year. Lovely to have that reading this morning. Christ at the center of everything that we do and that we are. And a happy new year to you all this morning. And thank you for joining us for our time to be together on this first Sunday of 2022. And whatever that might bring, we know that we can trust the one who holds the future at every step of the way. And what's going to happen in the weeks, months, even years to come, we know that his love endures forever. And this is what I want to talk to you about this morning. As alongside the verses that we heard from Proverbs chapter 3, I'd like to bring another verse from Isaiah 66, which says, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over and over again. If you remember, throughout the Christmas season, I brought a few words that I felt the Lord was putting on my heart for this specific time, like, do not be afraid, walk with me, trust me. And this morning is comfort, comfort my people, as it comes from the words of this prophet Isaiah, where the people at that time were so confused, so frightened, so challenged in their walk with God. Again, because they didn't hear a word from God, but also because of the circumstances that they found themselves in a very foreign land, foreign language, no friends. They are almost locked in culturally and socially, like we feel today. And they were crying to God, give us a word. And the word comes from Isaiah. Comfort, comfort my people. Tell them that I will comfort them all over again. I was looking at the Google in preparation for this message to see what are the biggest COVID traits of 2021, including fears of 2022 and so on into the future. And it says that the feelings that people have experienced like never before, and that's apparently, if the Google is right, we all have gone through feelings like this: fear, anxiety, worry, envy. But the biggest three of all those were loneliness, rejection, abandonment. Comfort, comfort, comfort my people. Tell them I will comfort them all over again. Those feelings, of course, some of you have noticed, have led to behavioral changes in society, in people. People have become a bit more impatient, angry. If you go, you only have to go to the supermarket to queue up a little bit and try to sneak in front of someone, you'll be in trouble. You'll be in big trouble. Or in the driving, if you notice on the roads how people feel these days as such. This behavioral pattern have spelled into overeating, abusive relationships, 80% of us have experienced those kind of behavioral change in behavioral patterns. And of course, certainly a biggest COVID trait, which probably was there already, but COVID has highlighted, is of course our mental health. About 41% in the UK have, and throughout the world, about the same number have been touched by whatever is depression or some people's suicidal thoughts and so on. You know what they say about this New Year resolutions. Have you made your New Year resolution this year? Put your hand up if you made a year resolution. Just one. Yeah, good. Good. Some of you have got that. But I want to ask you, yeah, if you made it for this year, do you remember the one from last year? Do you remember that one? Have you made, if you made any? And how long did it last you? How long did you manage to keep it? You know what they say? They usually, those big New Year's resolution go in one ear, Y-E-A-R, and goes out the other, isn't it? And they said the top five most popular resolutions of 2022 are new hobby, number five, make more money, number four, improve relationships. And that's what we're saying, is to deal with a lot of breaking ups of families and so on that happened during COVID and whatever happened there. Number two, stop smoking. Do you know which was number one? Have a guess. It was losing weight. I think some of the behavioral patterns have started to show around the waist, haven't they? And it reminds me of that kind of, I guess it was a joke, but yes, a woman comes home from her shopping and goes into the house, and she sees her husband just standing on the scale trying to weigh himself. And she notices that as she walks in, he was, you know, kind of this side, and she looks at him, and she sees him, that he actually pulls in his belly. And he thinks to herself, it's never going to help him, no way. So she walks into the kitchen, comes back, she looks at him, and she sees him again, you know, on the scale, belly in, to try and see him. Then she takes the carrot and says, hey, that will not help you, boy, that will not help you. And she looks at her and she says, oh yes, it does, otherwise I can't see the numbers. Losing weight, one of those incredible, fantastic New Year resolutions. Honestly, how many of us have remembered the ones from last year? Not many do. Remember, it was a man who moved into a nursing home, and he spent the rest of his life there. So he thought, well, if I have to spend the rest of my life in here, I better just get married. So he goes and proposes to a lovely lady in the nursing home there. And he very kindly orders some flowers, a box of chocolates, and he goes and on his knees there, he goes and he says to her, would you like to marry me? The woman a bit by surprise, but you know, well, he looks a handsome guy, you know, so why not? And she says, yes. Well, the next morning he wakes up and he just can't remember whether she said yes or no. So what he does, he goes back to her and he says, I'm really embarrassed, darling. I proposed to you last night, but I can't really remember for the life of me. I can't remember whether you said yes or no. Oh, thank goodness, she says. I remember saying yes, but I couldn't remember who asked me. It's one of those things, the New Year resolutions are a little bit like that. I can't remember what I said yes last year, but I'm trying to do something else this year. It might be losing weight, it might be bringing some new relationships. But all this, looking at those five things that people have put for 2022, beginning with hobby and losing weight, the first one for this year, it brings us to three big things. Things to make us look better and live longer. Did you hear this morning, the oldest person on this earth celebrated her birthday? Her name is Kane Tanaka. How old? 117 years old. and was asked this morning what was her secret for living that long. And she said, eating 3 good meals every day and exercising every day. Things to make us have more, that's the second thing with that. And certainly things that will help us get along with everyone. That's what we want basically in our New Year resolution. That's at the base of why we want those resolutions. To look better, to acquire more, I guess, and to help us get along with one another. I hope that's what it is all about, longevity, prosperity, and peace. Is that biblical? I don't know, it could be, it could not be, but I'd like to bring you about 10 resolutions. I don't know, how many of you have ever read the Bible in one go, in one year? Well, good boy, well done, good boy. Some of us do that, some of us don't do that, some of us read it in 10 years or whatever, some of us just read passages every day, whatever way it's easier to us. But if I were to ask you to have a New Year resolution, open your Bible every day or every week if you can, throughout the 2022, and read Proverbs chapter 3. Let me tell you why. Proverbs chapter 3, it gives us some New Year resolutions from God's point of view, where He will help us walk with Him humbly, where He will help us understand what He requires of us in our relationships with one another and with Him. My son, do not forget my teaching. Put that out on your fridge. My son, my daughter, for 2022. But keep my commandments in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years. What a lovely promise that comes for a resolution in 2022. Number one resolution in verse 3, let love and faithfulness never, ever leave you. Remember what I said at the beginning of this message. There is a lot of anger at the moment. There is a lot of mistrust. There is a lot of confusion and lost hope. There's not much joy. Keep, for us as disciples of Jesus, to keep love and faithfulness in the prospect of our lives, in the broad picture that Debbie talked about, of that jigsaw of life. It is vital. Those are the two pieces that need to be put together. Probably it might be the two last ones, but it might be the first two ones to keep them and put them in that jigsaw. By the way, I've never done a jigsaw in my whole life. The only one I've done, it was at Sing and Play, when it was a wooden one with 4 pieces, and I was so proud. Oh, I felt so good about that. I just don't have the patience, honestly. Bind them your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. That's the first New Year revolution. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. That's what we call as Christians. We go to the dark valleys, we go to the top of the mountains, to pandemics, beyond the pandemics. Love and faithfulness are always there. Love, some might define it as faithful glance across a crowded room. Is seeing that first love at first sight. I would say that love is a man with nails in his hand that we saw on that cross. Faithfulness is keeping faith, maintaining allegiance, loyalty to one another and to God especially. Look at number 2 resolution, which is verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your understanding. Trust, again, it's about integrity, reliability, stability. It's about relying on one another, relying on God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and acknowledge Him. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. To acknowledge is to admit to be true, to recognize the authority of that person. To acknowledge is to embrace, is to love and like to be in the presence of that person. Trust and acknowledge. Resolution number 3, verses 7 and 8. Do not be wise in your own eyes. COVID shows us that we cannot plan. Whatever we want to do with our lives, it doesn't work. Because his plans are different from ours. He sees the bigger picture of the puzzle, of the jigsaw. It doesn't work in this moment in time. All we got left is love and faithfulness, trust and acknowledgement, and relying on God's wisdom rather than on our. Resolution number 4, verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your wealth. We've seen so much of people giving these days, so much of people spreading love with their gifts, with their material wealth, and so on, from Captain Tom raising for NHS to many other people helping those on the streets. We've seen businesses who have been formed and shaped and founded on the premises of those who are poor and are not as blessed, as I say, or fortunate as we are materialistically. Honor the Lord with your health. Resolution 5, do not despise the Lord's discipline. Verses 11 and 12, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves. Do not despise the Lord's discipline and love. Number 6, search diligently for wisdom and find it. Verses 13 to 24. Wisdom is two things here. Wisdom is about knowledge. It's about the facts that we gather with our brains, with our minds, and trying to apply some of those. But wisdom also has the aspect of discernment, of understanding how those facts fit in, how those things work together. Wisdom and knowledge is to be searched even during this time, especially during this time of pandemic. That wisdom comes from God. And then resolution number 7, look at verse 25 and 26, if you got your Bibles with you. Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snared. Don't we want to hear those words today? God's almost resolution to us, it sounds like that to me, have no fear of sudden disaster. It's become sudden disaster. This time, 2 years ago, it became a sudden disaster. It started in December 2019, yeah, in China, and it spread all over suddenly. January 2020, where in the grip of it. Resolution number 8, do not withhold good from those who deserve it. As Christians, we are called to keep on serving, loving, sacrificially giving, and be a witness, especially at times like this, where, as I said at the beginning of this message, there is anger, there is envy, there is impatience, there is loneliness, there is rejection, there is abandonment feelings, and so on and so forth. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it. Resolution number 9, do not plot harm against your neighbor. Love God, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And finally, resolution number 10 in verse 31 and 32. I'll let you read this. Take this as the resolution for your new year, the year to come. Read this chapter, Proverbs 3, and pray through it for the rest of the year. If you do it once a week, once a month, just do it, and you'll see what the Lord will reveal to you and will show to you. Do not envy a violent man or choose any of his ways. This is God's resolutions almost to us for a new you in a new year. It struck me that at the beginning of the message, as I said, as I was doing this research, was that among the first things that people felt during the COVID and pandemic was, okay, anxiety and fear, which is legitimate, because when we don't see the future, when we feel a bit pressed and we begin to feel fearful. But among all of those, the biggest were loneliness, abandonment, and rejection, which come as a result of our fears and anxieties which play in our mind. And so a verse like Isaiah 66, verse 13, it says, "Can a mother forget a baby at her breast and have no compassion at the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you." This verse was brought to me into my mind and heart and soul a couple of weeks ago when I watched the news on the TV. I think it was on the TV when a baby was abandoned in India by a mother, a baby girl, and she was left in a field. And people have found the baby girl the next morning, and the reason the baby girl was still alive is because a little dog with her little puppies took the baby, and they all just huddled her and cuddled her, and the little girl survived. What a story that was. That reminds me so much of this verse here. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast? Even if a mother does, I will not. Comfort my people. I will comfort my people. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. You will be comforted all over again. Listen, the pain of rejection, abandonment, loneliness attacks our sense of worth, even as disciples of Jesus Christ. But we must remember that we are made in His image, and it is in that image that God will bring comfort to us. Preaching has been defined as comforting the afflicted and afflicting the comfortable. God doesn't just want us to have a comfort for our sake. God will comfort us as we seek Him, Proverbs chapter 3, and will comfort others as we serve Him, Isaiah 66. Let me say that again. God will comfort us as we seek Him, His wisdom, as we trust Him, as we have faithfulness and love all over us. And He will comfort others as we continue to serve Him. How is that for a new year? Having God's Word on one side, immersing into it of Proverbs 3 and Isaiah 66 as His promise, that we'll be comforted as we comfort others with His love, as we trust in Him and His faithfulness. Remember this for 2022, that your spiritual growth is God's responsibility as we begin to trust in Him and rely on His Word. Feelings of discouragement, depression and so on, anxiety, loneliness are common, but God brings comfort to us. It is human being to be afraid, to be anxious, to worry, but it's God's faithfulness to us that will bring comfort each step of the way. As you face this new year, the challenges may be great, but the opportunities are even greater. Remember, God will bring comfort to you, and you will bring comfort to others as you serve Him. Trust and service go together. Relying on His Word and receiving His comfort is probably the biggest resolution we can ask from God. Let's just pray. Father, we thank You for Your Word this morning. Thank You for Your presence here. Thank You for Your love. Thank You for Your faithfulness. Thank You for giving us Your Word in Jesus. May we continue to trust in Him as we walk with You in a new year, a year in which we have high dreams and would like to pursue great and mighty resolutions. Yet among all of those of prosperity, of peace, of relationship, we would like intimacy with You that comes from Your comforting promises, but we'll also like to be able to say, use us for Your kingdom, that we may build it in these very challenging times, in faithfulness and with love, in trust, and through the service that You have entrusted with to us, in Your mission, may we continue to comfort others. May the cross of Jesus remain the foundation of everything we do. May we remain unshaken on that foundation. The blood of Christ, the sacrifice of Jesus. And yet with that, and in the hope and wonderful revelation of the empty tomb, we continue to serve with joy, with hope, with sacrifice in our hearts, in a world that is fearful, anxious, lonely, and resentful. Thank you for the privilege we have. May this be our resolution today, to love you and love our neighbors as we are comforted by your word. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.